Happy New Year! Let's stand and worship together. Lord, how you've loved me, I don't deserve grace on top of grace. More than I've asked for, more than I'm worth, grace on top of grace. How sweet the sound, once lost, now found. Heaven came down, and grace rescued me. Hallelujah, I am free from my sin and penalty. At the cross you took my place, with your grace on top of grace. Lord, how you've loved me, I don't deserve grace on top of grace. More than I've asked for, more than I'm worth, grace on top of grace. Hallelujah, I am free from my sin and penalty. At the cross you took my place, with your grace on top of grace. How sweet the sound, once lost, now found. Heaven came down, and grace rescued me. How sweet the sound, once lost, now found. Heaven came down, and grace rescued me. How sweet the sound, once lost, now found. Heaven came down, and grace rescued me. Hallelujah, I am free from my sin and penalty. At the cross you took my place, with your grace on top of grace. Hallelujah, I am free from my sin and penalty. At the cross you took my place, with your grace on top of grace. With your grace on top of grace. With your grace on top of grace. Oh, with your grace on top of grace. Amen. Welcome, welcome. You guys can have a seat. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Asbury. We've got a lot going on. The previous slide was telling you about something that's happening this coming Saturday called the Planning Retreat. And it's a wonderful time that the body of Christ comes together and we share our ideas, our visions, and we pray over them. We don't just bring our agendas or some things we have on our wish list, but it's a time that we vision and pray together. So 9 to noon, if you can't come for the whole 3 hours on Saturday, please come for the portion that you can. So I hope to see you this Saturday. And then our Faith Family Dinners start back on January 17th, and that's been a wonderful program where we break off into our activities for our children and our youth, and we will also be having classes for adults as the time goes forward. But again, January 17th at 5:45. And the ACCDC registration kickoff, you see, has begun on January the 10th. So if you have kiddos that want to be a part of that program, I hope that you'll be supportive of that. It's just a great, great school. We're so proud in Little Rock to be a part of that. So here we have our Wednesday night activities. You'll see that. But also, in your bulletin, we need to correct something. It said that the youth were meeting tonight. They're meeting next Sunday. So let's keep those things in mind. Also, if you're a visitor, we give you a special welcome and hope that you'll be sure and sign some kind of contact information, whether it be an email or a physical address. And if you're a first-time visitor, you'll want to send that physical address so you can get that freshly baked loaf of bread. So now let's turn around and pass the peace of Christ to one another.
All righty, as the adults are finding their seats, we'll have the kiddos come forward for some children's moments.
Good morning. We got a crew this morning. All right. Did everybody have a good Christmas and New Year's? Raise your hand if you went out of town for Christmas. All right. Well, when we're going somewhere out of town or somewhere we've never been before, how do we know how to get there?
You use a GPS.
You do use a GPS. What's the old-fashioned way?
Compass.
A compass is more old-fashioned than I was even going for. You can also use...
people telling you.
That's right. People telling you...
map.
A map. I have a map today. I just happen to have a map with me. And this is how people used to do it. They'd have to unfold the map and figure out... thank you, January. Have to figure out where you are on the map. Okay. Yeah, so this is Little Rock. This is a Little Rock map. All right, I'm going to put this map over here now. Now, back after Jesus was born, people heard about Jesus and they wanted to go visit him, the wise men, the magi, and they needed to figure out how to get there, and they knew that there was a prophecy that there would be a star, a bright star, and that would be how they would figure out where Jesus was. And they would follow the star. So let's imagine, maybe Randy can help me here. Let's imagine if a star shone, and look back there in the corner. Maybe we could use our imaginations and imagine a star shining to show us the way to Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Bradley and Randy. And they followed the star. And that's how they knew how to get there. And they found Jesus, just as it had been said in the prophecy. Today, we don't have a star to find Jesus. We don't necessarily have a map like this or even a GPS. But what do we have? How can we find Jesus? That's right. That's exactly right. We have our Bible. And we can read our Bible. And we have pastors. We have Sunday school teachers. And we can pray. And if we read the Bible, that will show us the way to Jesus. So, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we seek you today because we want to worship you and crown you as our King. We are thankful for pastors and Sunday school teachers who want to help us, and we are thankful for the Bible, which we have been given to lead us to you. Amen.
stand and worship together again, Asbury.
Got a shield,
forever is the glory, the honor, the victory, and power. You're greater, greater. There's no one like our God. You alone are worthy, God. You are greater, greater. There's no one like our King. All the earth is singing, God. You are greater. You are, God. You are greater. You are, sing it out, church. God of peace, God of Father, God of rest, yours forever is the glory, the honor, the victory, and power, your grace. God, you alone are worthy, God, you are greater, greater. There's no one like our King, all the earth is singing, God, you are greater, you are, God, you are greater, you are. Overcome the world, took the keys from death and hell. Joining heaven, we declare you're greater, greater. Woo! You have overcome the world, took the keys from death and hell. Joining heaven, we declare you're greater, greater. You have overcome the world, took the keys from death and hell. Joining heaven, we declare you're greater. God, you are greater, greater. Sing it out. There's no one like our God. You alone are worthy. God, you are greater, greater. There's no one like our King. All the earth is singing, God, you are greater. You are, God, you are greater. You are. Amen. You may have a seat as we enter into this time of prayer.
In your bulletin, you'll notice those persons we need to be keeping in our prayers. We have a couple of additions. Please add Vicki Smith and John Carson in your prayers as they deal with illnesses. And also, you'll see that Mildred Bradley was needing prayer, and she's been resurrected unto Jesus. She passed away. And so keep her family, please, in your prayer. Let us now go to our God. Loving Father, as we have entered this new year, we understand that we view this time on earth in increments which are foreign to you, for you live in eternity. And when we give our lives and souls to Christ, Lord, although the world may deal with days and months, hours and years, we deal with eternal truth, eternal love, eternal days, and salvation with you. This time of year can be a wonderful time. we are prompted to practice fresh approaches, to try new things, to resolve to solve old agenda and be fresh and renewed. But God, it also seems this time of year, as we see little life on the trees, we know it's very hard to lose a loved one in this cold and dreariness of winter. It's hard anytime, Lord. We acknowledge that, but there's something about the grip of cold. So, Lord, as you are our light and our salvation, our warmth and our love, we ask you to break through any ice in our lives, truly any solid barriers that are keeping us from your love, keeping us from being more loving towards others. And God, we do pray for those who are battling these illnesses. Lord, their struggles are so real. Help us to truly pray for them, truly reach out to them and help them in any encouraging way we can. We thank you for each and every one here today who is able to worship and made a choice to worship and has made a commitment to worship you and to serve you. Lord, there's room to bring more in, and may our eyes and hearts and lips open up with invitation to know Jesus and to worship. So, God, we come to you as repentant people as we prepare to partake of this Holy Communion, being aware it is a feast of reconciliation. And God, we thank you for Christ that reconciles us to you. May we live in a way which honors that sacrificial love that has offered us that reconciliation. So we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who's taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We begin a new year in our giving as well. So many wonderful things to accomplish, so many things to expand our programs. Let us now pray that God will take our gifts and use them for his kingdom. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you designed worship of you as you built in a time to make an offering pleasing unto the Lord. So as we offer these gifts today, we pray that they truly are pleasing unto you and productive for your kingdom. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Hallelujah, hallelujah, heaven to earth replies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
This is Epiphany Sunday, and as such, we are going to look at the Gospel of Matthew, the second chapter, verses 9 through 12. This is just a portion of the story of the Magi. So may the people of God be blessed in this hearing and reading of God's holy word as we find it in Matthew's Gospel, the second chapter, verses 9 through 12. When the wise men had heard the king, they went on their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. The word of God for the people of God. Epiphany means and can take many forms: discovery, manifestation, revelation. Epiphany. I remember the epiphany I had when I met Tony Hilliard. I was coming, and some of you may have heard this story before, but I was coming in as the seminary intern to a church where he happened to be a member. To be a seminary intern was much like being a student pastor, a student teacher even in the education realm. I was to understudy the senior pastor, learn the workings of the church. A fellow that I'd had seminary classes with named John Allen had been the previous seminary intern to this church where Tony was a member. And as such, John was single, Tony was single, they were friends while he was there. But also, having had classes with him and him finding out that I was coming to this church, well, he shared with me a little bit about Tony. Tony apparently shared, or he shared something with Tony about me, but I won't go there. And so after the service was over that day, my first Sunday, he came to me and he introduced himself and he said, "I'm Tony Hilliard." No more had he said that, and I blurted out, "Oh, you're the Tony John Allen warned me about." And then he goes on, he loves to tell this story, and then he goes on to say how he fell in love with me just from the choir loft. And I go on to tell him how much I've enjoyed shocking him with things like that being said over 35 years. Epiphany. In Christian terms, we understand it as the time in which the Magi had a revelation. And it was manifested in the experience of the Christ child. They had heard the king declare it. They had seen the star to prove it. And so they set out on this quest to find Messiah, to discover and validate their epiphany. Now, I just read a portion of the Magi story, but if you read it from the beginning, when you hear about the wise men, through the point that I ended, where they depart and go to their own lands, if you read the whole passage, something comes very clear to you. You see several epiphanies or revelations within that text. So the first one I want to share with you is that the wise men were obedient to the government and to the king. Hear what the scriptures say: "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." When they heard the king, they went on their way. If you receive a request from someone who has power over you, you're more than likely going to follow through with that request. some of the harassment that we have been hearing or seeing in the news. Some of the harassment has been by people who had power over someone else, and they were asking them to do something. And the reason it's made the news and the reason it's been received as harassment is because it was either against the law of the corporation, the law of the land, or against decent moral law. The wise men took on this whole quest by coming to first the hierarchy, the religious authorities of Jerusalem, and asking about the king of the Jews, for they believed this eastern star that they had seen was a sign Messiah had arrived. Now, biblical scholars say that they believe the wise men were of the descent of ancestors who were Jews who remained in Babylon after the exile. And as such, they would have privilege to Old Testament prophecy. They would have heard about the coming of Messiah. As news of the newborn king arrived to the king's palace, he sent for the wise men to find out information concerning the birth and the location of this new king so that he could then plan to keep his throne intact, for he felt threatened. The second thing that I want to share is the wise men were not only obedient to the government, and God knew that they would be. God gave them a plan to protect them and to guide them. And so as I see this second revelation, I notice the importance of the star. The star. We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. The wise men's business was reading stars. It was everything to them. It gave them direction. It helped them mark seasons and time. It helped them make important decisions. And it helped them affirm prophecy as in this totally extraordinary, brilliant star. Now, I've read this passage lots and lots of times, just as you have. But it's so extraordinary how it just leapt out on the page to me. Ask yourself if you've ever noticed this. I love it that it's not the star or this star. It's his star. We have seen his star in the east. They believed in Creator God, and they believed in prophecy, and they believed that this Creator God had created a star just for his son, Messiah. Now, not much is really known about the Magi beyond the fact that they studied stars. But you get the idea that perhaps in that culture that they were perhaps an ambassador for someone because they have financial means. They have financial resources in which to buy pretty expensive gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Some scholars believe that the Magi came from different lands. And as such, they would symbolize that the whole world would bow down for King Jesus. That King Jesus came to save, yes, the whole world. Another thing that's revealed is their faith and their joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. They rejoiced because they first of all had faith that God's star would guide them. They had faith and believed that Messiah had come. They had faith that when they arrived to that little family, that they were in the presence of Messiah. And we know they had faith because why? What do you do when you have faith? You worship. They worshiped and bowed down before this Messiah, Jesus. Something else obviously revealed were the treasures. You know, when we as children began to hear about the three wise men, when we began to hear about the Magi, what we understood was they were the only ones that brought gifts, or so it says in the Bible. They were the ones that brought the gifts. And so Christmas, we're looking forward to getting gifts. And so the Magi brought these gifts, but not just any gifts. These were expensive gifts, the spices, frankincense, and myrrh that came from the eastern land. Frankincense and myrrh were very valuable spices indeed, and both were not only honorable, but they were prophetic for this Jesus. In homage to the newborn king, the wise men did bow before him, offering gold to represent homage to royalty and deity. Frankincense, to represent the prayers and repentant hearts of God's people. Frankincense that was reminiscent of the offering that you would give to a priest. And here was the birth of the high priest, King Jesus. And myrrh was a spice that you always wanted to have on hand, if at all possible, because it was the kind of spice that had such an aromatic sense it could overpower the odor of a decaying body. And it would also be myrrh that would be mixed with wine, a sponge dipped within that mixture, put on the end of a reed and offered to this King Jesus. This King Jesus who refused to accept anything that would dull the agony that he would experience for saving God's people, for cleansing your sin and cleansing mine. Myrrh and frankincense, prophetic and notable, honorable. And finally, it was their belief and wisdom they possessed to discern through a dream God's special commitment to them to guide them and protect them. Again, we've read this story so many times, but I want to ask you this, if you have ever thought this thought, because I hadn't, and I'm ashamed I hadn't. But as I read this passage, I noticed something. Upon experiencing Jesus, wise men had a new direction in their life. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? Upon experiencing Jesus the Christ, the Savior of your soul and mine, are we not supposed to then embrace a different direction in our lives? Amen? Wow! Hadn't thought that thought before. I guess there's my epiphany. I mean, isn't that the way it's supposed to be with worshiping Jesus? It's not supposed to be the routine way. How many of you are sitting? No, you don't have to raise your hand. How many of you are sitting approximately where you always sit? Routine way. How many of you got up this morning, kind of did what you always do for Sunday morning in order to come to church? Routine way. How many of you always take the same path to go to work? Routine way. How many of you do most everything in your life? Routine way. We get comfortable in our routine. We are not supposed to be comfortable in our faith. We're not. Our faith is supposed to be so vital, so explosive, that we're kind of on the edge. What's going to happen next? Jesus, what you want me to do today? Oh my goodness, life is unexpected, and so how am I going to deal with it through my faith today? If we are approaching our faith by a routine, mundane way, you are not going to change. You are not going to be transformed in Jesus Christ. Wake up, and the first thought in your head, good morning, Lord. How experience you fresh today? How will I encounter you today? How will I worship you today? I don't know. Maybe one day you wake up and you realize you've had an answered prayer. Maybe another day you experience almost a sign, like there's a difference in creation. Maybe you never noticed that brilliant star before. Maybe you never noticed that kind of bird before. Maybe you didn't notice something before. And maybe it's God just letting you know he's with you. And he's got a surprise for you. And it's a good one. And it's joyful. Maybe you're experiencing Jesus and praise and worship because somebody just did something extraordinarily random and kind for you. Or maybe you felt the urge to do something extraordinarily random and kind. And you didn't just let it pass, but you stopped in your tracks and you said, praise Jesus. I felt that, Lord. I did. Oh, my friends, my most heartfelt prayer for you is for you to experience Jesus in a fresh, real, new way every day. Don't you let this year be like the year before and the year before that, the year before that, and the year before that. Because we all have the tendency to like normal. We like comfortable. We don't embrace change. But here's one you can. The transformation that you can experience daily in your Lord Jesus Christ. To go in a new direction. I've shared the story, one of my favorites, about direction. Because there may be someone in this room right now that feels a little lost. Maybe you've been blindsided by an illness. Maybe a dear loved one has been. Maybe you've had a loss over the holidays that was devastating. I don't know. Maybe you're worried about something at work. I don't know. Father and son went hunting. It's toward dusk. They head back to the truck. And after walking a while, the father feels a bit disoriented. Not quite sure where that truck is. He looks down at his little son. Says, hey, son, we may be a bit lost. The son looks up with all the confidence, love, trust in his eyes he can. He says, that's okay, Dad. I'll just follow you. You see, we may feel lost. And we may feel like we're the ones, like that father that should have been in control, should have known the direction, should have known. But instead, we're like the child. And our only answer is, okay, God, I'll just follow you. This is the Sunday of the star, the Sunday of the Epiphany. The first Sunday of this new year, 2018, which has no reason at all to be other than the greatest year of your faith. That is my prayer. But you've got a challenge before you. And that is, how am I going to every day experience Jesus anew? And how am I letting that transform me into becoming the person with the purpose I was created to be? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I would invite the congregation to prepare their hearts and minds to begin the sacrament of Holy Communion on this first Sunday of the new year, when we embrace the living Christ given to us through his sacrifice. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbor, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, gave thanks unto you, he broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this as often as you do in remembrance of me. And after the supper was over, he then took the cup and gave thanks unto the Lord and gave it to his disciples and said, drink ye, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink it as often as you do in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Will those who are going to assist me please come forward at this time. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this moment of your grace. As we have taken in the nourishment of the food, we have taken in the nourishment of your Holy Spirit. May we be fortified to go out and to serve this world as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our closing song? Let's stand and sing our closing song today. If there are those here today who would like to unite with this church in any of the ways we receive members, renew that profession of faith, or again to come forward and to pray, we invite you to do so at this time.
Water you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God water you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. Amen. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Let's make these next lyrics our prayer for 2018.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power.
I know that you're as excited as I am on this first Sunday of the new year to welcome this lovely family that are coming to us by transfer from another United Methodist church here in the area. Welcome Mike and Christy Parker. This is already our epiphany today. What a great surprise. What a great discovery. Please receive this blessing. And now, O God, you are the God of wonder. You are the God of awe. You are the God of our epiphany moments. May we go forward and commit each day to listen to your voice, to open our eyes that we may experience your divine epiphany moment you want us to have every day. Now may we go in the peace of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? Then if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our